हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। Saying every time, Atha Karma Yoga Nama Trityodhyaya, we have not yet entered into the verse. We are still seeing the introductory bhashyam commentary of this chapter, where we have seen Shankara Bhagavatpada negating the view of Apura Mimamsakaha, who is also known as Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. Pura Mimamsakaha is a Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi for whom performance of rituals, enjoying the benefits of results of rituals, is the priority. Therefore, he says, even a Jnanam should be combined with performance of rituals or actions in order to attain moksha. So, mokshaya sadhanam kim? What is the means of attainment of moksha? Of course, it is from the day one, is always repeatedly said, ajnanam samsara karanam. Ajnanam is the cause of bondage. Therefore, freedom is in resolving the ignorance. And for resolving the ignorance, what we need is only jnanam, kevalat jnanat eva mokshaha. But we need to attain that jnanam. That is how we understand the importance and the choicelessness of the attainment of jnanam. Because knowledge itself is freedom for us. But to attain that jnanam, to have adequate preparedness, to be qualified, one has no choice. One has to live a life of karma yoga, where one has to perform actions with the proper attitude, in conformity with dharma, entertaining the sameness of mind, ultimately to prepare one's mind for jnanam. Therefore, karma yoga is said to be the indirect means of attainment of moksha. But direct means of attainment of moksha, what is required for moksha is only jnanam, 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 kevalam jnanam eva avashyakam. But this Pura Mimamsakaha, jnanakarma samuchyavadi, cannot accept it. Because for him, karma is to be given importance. We saw how this Jnanakarma Samuchayavadi, who is of the very strong view that Jnanam should be combined with the karma as a means of attainment of moksha. Mere Jnanam cannot be the means of attainment of moksha. So he presents various arguments. We have seen how one after the other Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully negated all those views. And finally, we came to the point. Okay. We are going to see what is going to be said today. Okay. மோக்ஷஸ்ய ச அகாரியத்வாத் முக்ஷோஹோ கர்ம ஆனர்த்தக்யம். Let us go one by one. Sorry, we don't want to get confused. Mumukshoho karma anarthakyam. There's meaninglessness of action, uselessness of action for moksha as a means. Mokshasya, for the attainment of moksha, karma anarthakya means karma has no relevance. Anarthakyam, meaninglessness, means uselessness, non-requirement of karma for the attainment of moksha. Why? What are the reason? Reason is akaryatvat mokshasya. See, the reason is given. Fifth case is used. Akaryatvat. What does it mean? Moksha enjoys the status of being a non-product. Non-product, which means moksha is not a result of an action. Moksha is not produced. Moksha is not caused as a result of an action. Moksha is not karyaha. Moksha na karyaha. Moksha is not attainable, not producible. Why? Because moksha is not a result of an action. A result of an action is something producible, attainable, reachable, isn't it? So in this context, we have to stop and understand any action can produce either of the four types of results. There are four types of results of actions. Chatur vidhani karma phalani. It's not in the Bhashyam. As explanation of mokshaha akaryaha kimartam. Chaturvidhani karma phalani, there are four types of results of actions. A result can be aapyam. Karma phalam can be aapyam. Aapyam means what? Can be attained, attainable. Anything attainable which is not with oneself, so other than oneself, away from oneself, can be reached or attained. Aapyam phalam means what? A result which can be attained or reached is aapyam karma phalam. Whereas moksha is not. Moksha happens to be the very surupma of the all-pervasive atma. Moksha is also all-pervasive. So where the fire is, there the heat is. So wherever Atma is, Atma is all pervasive. Atma Surup also must be all pervasive. Therefore, moksha is already there as one's own self. And if anything is attained also, we have to be permanent. And then what the moksha desired is what? The desirable moksha is everlasting moksha, not time-bound moksha. Therefore, moksha must be already there. If already there, not away from oneself, other than oneself, it cannot be apyaha. So, moksha cannot be apyam palam. So, aptihi is not possible. Attainment of moksha is not possible. This is number one. Second, vikaryam karma palam. Karma palam can be vikaryam. Vikaryam means what? Modifiable. Vikritihi. Any modification can be the result of an action. A clay can be converted into what? Modified into a pot. So here moksha is not something modified, modification of anything. Moksha happens to be non-modification of anything. Again, changelessness being sarupam of the Atma. Changelessness being sarupam of the moksha. Moksha cannot be the object of vikritihi. It's not vikaryam palam. The third type of palam is what? Samskaryam. Samskritihi. Refinement. See, anything impure can be refined. Samskaryam and refined, can be refined. So, refinement is the result of an action. Refinement is possible of something which is impure, polluted, contaminable. Whereas, Atma is ever of the nature of absolute purity, untainted by anything. And moksha is also what? Ever pure, ever the nature of purity. Moksha is not an object of samskriti, object of refinement. Then, utpadyam. So, apyam, vikaryam, samskaryam, utpadyam. Are the four types of result. Any result of action can be brought under these four types. There's no fifth type of result. And moksha is not what? Utpadyam. It's not producible. It is not that you use some, like how you make idli dosa, now you produce. Okay? It's not something like that. Like moksha is the, again, for any of these results to be there, it must be subject to change. Changelessness, all pervasiveness being the nature of the Atma. Atma is not subject to any of these. Atma is not like, not the, the result of any of these action, results of actions. In terms of apyam, vikaryam, samskaryam or utpadyam. Therefore, what? Atma is not a result of an action. Therefore, Atma is not something to be attained, something to be, which can be produced, producible. Moksha akaryaha. Moksha is not a product. Mokshasya akaryatvate. What's the result given now? What's it now? Mukshoho karma anarthakyam. A person who is aspiring for moksha desperately. The person who wants only moksha. A person of highest degree of vairagya, dispassion. No, I do not want anything other than moksha. For him I'm talking about. We are not talking about other people. Okay. Mumukshoho. Who is a mumukshoho? Moksham yaha icchati. Moksha iccha yasya asti saha mumukshoho. The one for whom moksha is the only thing that is wanted. Who is so desperate. Patacha mumukshoho. What is required is only jnanam, not any karma. For him, action is meaningless. For arthakami, for dharmakami, for kamakami, karma is the sadhanam. For moksharthi, artharthi, kamarthi, dharmarthi, for them karma is sadhanam. No doubt about it. We do not undermine the karma. We do not deny the importance of karma. But we only say, for mukshu, But a person who is aspiring for, we be very, very careful. We never undermine, underestimate anything here. We only say, we do not need to waste our time in something unwanted. The goal is very clear. The means must be very clear. What is aspired for is only moksha. The person who knows the importance of moksha, aspires for moksha, for him, karma has no relevance. Karma anarthakyam mukshoho. For a person who is desperately aspiring for moksha, karma is irrelevant. There's no, doesn't make any meaning. Why? Because moksha is not a result of an action. It's not a product. It's not something producible by karma. This is given, okay? Who is giving this answer? Shankaracharya is saying this. Okay. Mokshasyacha karma akaryatva, mokshasyacha akaryatva to mukshoho karma anarthakyam. When does he, Shankaracharya, say this? When he beautifully explained why for a sannyasi, a jignyasu sannyasi, or vidvat sannyasi, tirsha sannyasi also, definitely the kamya karmas are not all required. All the sannyasi is strictly set to renounce all the actions, for which we saw the beautiful quotes from quotations from Mahabharatam and also other important texts. So having presented all those beautiful quotes, showing very clearly, a sannyasi does not require karma. Sannyasi is expected to give up all the karma because he is aspiring for his moksha, for which all that he needs only jnanam. He must be given to the discipline of only jnana yoga. A sannyasi who is aspiring for moksha, who needs only jnanam, should be given to the discipline of jnana yoga. That is the idea. And having said that, and this Purapakshi comes with a different idea. Nityani pratyavaya parihartani iti chet. Let us go by one by one sentence. Okay. Nityani pratyavaya parihartani. Pariharta arthani. Parihartarthani. Nityani means what? Nitya karmani, obligatory duties, to be done, prescribed duties, or vihita karmani, nitya karmani, the prescribed duties. There are many duties prescribed for person of each varna. A brahmachari has his own prescribed duties, which are nitya karmani. A grastha has his own prescribed duties. Vanaprasthashrami also has his own prescribed duties. A person of sannyasa ashrama also has his own duties. Don't think sannyasi has no duties. But different duties. But not, okay, not the rituals, etc. Therefore, different duties are prescribed for each of them. Ashrama dharmaha are different. So, swadharma anushthanam is emphasized. Paradharmaha bhayavaha, Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna says in Gita. Not doing one's own duty and doing some other's duty actually is fraught with fear, means what? It will not take you any distance. It cannot contribute for your mental preparation. It will retain it. It will stagnate a person's growth. Therefore, one must do one's duties. Okay, so there are nitya karmani. So now Purapakshi says, okay, I can understand. A sannyasi requires only, now he accepts. Jnana karma samuchayavadi accepts at last. Listen to me carefully. Jnanam is enough for the attainment of moksha. Why? He has been negated. All his different views he presented were negated. The logical fallacies were pointed out. So he accepts now finally. And he says, okay, yes, sannyasinaha mukshoho karma anarthakyam asti. Why? Mokshasya akaryatvat. Mokshaha akaryaha. Therefore, karma is not required for a sannyasi. But what he says, if a person does not perform nitya karmani, look at this. Non-performance of prescribed obligatory duties is always said to be resulting in attaining some papam known as pratyavaya doshaha pratyavaya papam. If pratyavaya papam a person has, the pratyavaya papam will be a big obstacle for a sannyasi. It will prevent him from, please understand, it is Purapakshi's view. Purapakshi is saying, pratyavaya papam will delay, will be a big obstacle for a sannyasi. How obstacle? In shavanam, in doing shavanam, he will have obstacles. If he has finished shavanam, if he is involved in mananam there will be obstacles. He has completed shavanam and mananam. My God, it will be, he had a lot of obstacles in having nididhyasanam. Therefore, in going to the discipline of jnana yoga, in shavanam, in mananam, in nididhyasanam, there will be obstacles for a jnana yogi, a sannyasi, a mukshuhu. Therefore, what? He will not be able to follow the discipline and he will not be able to enjoy the benefit of following the discipline. So, there will be a big obstacle for him in attaining jnanam. In order to avoid that obstacle, to be able to attain jnanam, he must avoid accumulating pratyavaya papam. To avoid pratyavaya papam, he must perform nitya karma. Understand? Is it okay to say this? At least now I found somehow a way that jnanam must be combined with nitya karma. So that's what he says. That is the meaning of this sentence. Nityani pratyavaya pariharartani. Nityani means what? Nitya karmani. The prescribed to be done obligatory duties are have to be performed because they're meant for the removal of pratyavaya papam. See, this much I have to explain. Iti chet. And Shankaracharya says, No, what are you talking? No. Why? Because, yes, nitya karmani means ashrama dharmaha. See, nitya karma such as performance of agnihotram karma, etc. should be performed. By whom? Nitya karmas are prescribed for specifically, nitya karma prescribed specifically for only two people of two ashramas. Grihastha ashrami and vanaprastha ashrami. Grihastha vanaprastha ashramis alone have nitya karmani. Obligatory duties are there only for people of grihastha ashrama and vanaprastha ashrama. Specifically grihastha ashrama. Obligatory duties are not prescribed duties for பீப்புள் ஆஃப் பிரம்மச்சரி ஆசிரமா அண்ட் சன்னியாச ஆசிரமம். சோ பீப்புள் ஆஃப் பிரம்மச்சரி ஆசிரமா சன்னியாச ஆசிரமம், இஃப் தே டு நாட் பர்ஃபார்ம் நித்திய கர்மாணி விச் ஆர் நாட் இன் தேர் பிரஸ்கிரிப்ஷன், தே வில் நாட் அட்ராக்ட் எனி பிரத்திவாய பாபம். சோ நான் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி நித்திய கர்மாணி வில் நாட் கிரியேட் எனி பாபம் ஃபார் அ சன்னியாசி முமுக்ஷு. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், அ சன்னியாசி முமுக்ஷு ஹூஸ் ஹூ வாண்ட்ஸ் ஒன்லி மோக்ஷா, whose mind is totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam to the exclusion of everything else, for him there is no pratyavaya papam, even if he does not perform nitya karmani, because nitya karmani the prescribed obligatory duties are not prescribed for people of sannyasa ashrama. Understand? So brahmachari also will not attract the papam. யாவத் ஜீவேத் யாவத் ஜீவம் அக்னிஹோத்திரம் ஜுஹுயாத், யாவத் ஜீவம் யாவத் ஜீவேத் தாவத் அக்னிஹோத்திரம் ஜுஹுயாத். திஸ் இஸ் த வேதிக் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், இஸ் கால்ட் யூனோ இட்ஸ் அ கமாண்ட்மெண்ட் ஆக்சுவலி. அகிரஸ்தா ஷுட் பர்ஃபார்ம் நித்திய பூஜா. மீ டோன்ட் வரி, ஓ மை காட், ஐ அம் கிரஹஸ்தா, நாட் டூயிங் அக்னிஹோத்திரம், டோன்ட் வரி, வி ஹாவ் சப்ஸ்டிடியூட் நித்திய பூஜா சப்ஸ்டிடியூட் ஃபார் அக்னிஹோத்திரம் கர்மா, சோ யூ எஸ்கேப். Okay, don't worry. So yavat jivam agnihotram juhyat, one should perform nitya. Well, we have nitya agnihotrayah in India, we hardly find, we had to go and search for them. Now Swamiji asked me to go and meet such people on once. I went and did namaskaram for them and came back before sannyasa. Okay, nitya agni, we hardly find nitya agnihotris. So one should perform nitya agnihotram as a grihastha. Nityagnihotram is like a nitya puja, deva yajna. What one of the panchamaha yajna is what? Deva yajna. Worshipping Bhagavan every day is nityagni, is through the nityagnihotram. Though it is important, it is necessary. Like that, we have so many other things prescribed for the grihastha. That is prescribed for whom? Only for a grihastha, not for a sannyasi. அக்னிஹோத்திர கர்மா, டு நாட் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் அக்னிஹோத்திரம் கர்மா, வி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் இன் முண்டகோபனிஷத். ரிமெம்பர் முண்டகோபனிஷத் கிளாஸ், வி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஆல்ரெடி அக்னிஹோத்திரம் கர்மா இஸ் நித்திய கர்மா, அண்ட் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் தட் ஒன் மஸ்ட் பி மேரிட், ஒன் மஸ்ட் பி அ பர்சன் பர்ஃபார்ம் நித்திய அக்னிஹோத்திரம் இஸ் எலிஜிபிள் ஒன்லி இஃப் ஹி இஸ் மேரிட், இஃப் ஹி ஹஸ் அ சன் ஆல்சோ. தட் இஸ் வை வைஃப் இஸ் கால்ட் பத்னி, பத்யு யஜ்ஞ சயோகே பத்னி. வைஃப் இஸ் கால்டு பத்னி பிகாஸ் ஷீ ஹூ இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு அக்கம்பனி தி ஹஸ்பண்ட் இன் த பூஜா, எஸ்பெஷலி இன் பர்மி ரிச்சுவல். சோ வாட் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இஸ் திஸ் ஆப்ளிகேட்டரி பிரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் டியூட்டிஸ் ஆர் பிரிஸ்கிரைப் ஒன்லி ஃபார் அ கிரகஸ்தா ஸ்பெசிஃபிகலி. இட் இஸ் நாட் அ டியூட்டி ஆஃப் அ சன்னியாசி, இட் இஸ் நாட் அ டியூட்டி ஆஃப் அ சன்னியாசி. சோ சன்னியாசி டஸ் நாட் பர்ஃபார்ம் நித்திய கர்மா obligated duties such as the agnihotram etc., he will not incur any pratyavaya papam. This is the number first answer he gives. Okay, so he says asanyasi vishayatvat pratyavaya praptehe, for the attainment of pratyavaya papa, one must be a non-sanyasi. Only a non-sanyasi can attain pratyavaya papam. A grihastha, a householder, a person of grihastha ashrama or a vanaprastha ashrama can attain the pratyavaya papam if a person does not perform nitya agni, nitya karma. It is not prescribed for sanyasi. So, அசன்யாசி விஷயத்வாத், சோ பிரத்ய தி நித்திய கர்மா இஸ் பிரிஸ்கிரைப் ஒன்லி ஃபார் சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் பர்டைனிங் டு அ நான் சன்னியாசி, அ கிரஹஸ்தா. தேர்ஃபோர் Pratyavaya Papam is not possible for a sannyasi. Second thing, he says, Nahi Agni Karyadi Akaranath Sanyasinaha Pratyavayaha Kalpayitum Shakyaha. Yatha Brahmacharinam Asanyasinam Api Karminam. See, Brahmacharis are not, please make note, Brahmacharis are not sannyasis. Brahmacharis are also karmis. Still, they have a lot of things to do. So, they are karminaha. Brahmacharinaha, karminaha. The unmarried students who are still in Brahmachari ashrama, they also have their own many, many things to be done. They are all karmis. But still, even for Brahmacharis, non-performance of obligatory duties such as Agnihotram, etc., Nitya Karma, will not bring any Pratyavaya Papam. Because it is not their asanyasis. Okay. They are not, but still for them also it's not there. Not basket for them. So only for asanyasis, only for non-sanyasis means what? Only for Grihastashrama people and Vanaprasthashrama people, Pratyavaya Papam is possible if they don't perform Nitya Karma. So it is not possible to imagine that sannyasis attain Agni Karyadi Akaranath Sanyasinaha Pratyavayaha Kalpayitum Nahi Shakyaha. It is not possible to imagine, to attribute Pratyavaya Papam for a sannyasi due to and as a result of not performing Nitya Karma such as Agnihotram or Agnikaryam, fire ritual. Is it clear? Okay, made very clear. Now, he is going to give a different reason. Na tavat nityanam karmanam abhavat yeva bhavarupasya pratyavayasya utpattihi kalpayitum na shakya. Please make a note. Tavat nityanam karmanam abhavat yeva. Nityanam karmanam abhavat yeva. Bhavarupasya pratyavayasya utpattihi kalpayitum. Bring the na to the shakya. Na shakya. Let me make it very clear. In such a small sentence, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to teach Purupakshi. He wants to clarify his error in his definition. Okay. So Shankara Bhagavatpada also accepts, please understand, the Vedic statement Shankara Bhagavatpada accepts. What is the Vedic statement? Step by step, listen to me. Akarane pratyavayaha. Akarane pratyavayaha means nityasya akarane pratyavayaha or nityanam akarane pratyavayaha is a Vedic statement. Non-performance of nitya karmas, the obligatory duties, will result in the accumulation of attaining pratyavaya papam. This statement is there. But where exactly it is, how it is, if we look for, search for it, it will be difficult to find the sentence somewhere because we have not studied the whole Veda from top to, okay, until the end. But still, Shankara Bhagavatpada very briefly is going to say, later on, in Kathopanishad, there is a mention. In Kathopanishad, there is a mention of this fact that not performing prescribed obligatory duties on Nitya Karmani will produce, I mean, will not produce, will result in attaining Pratyavaya Papam for a Grihastha. But having said that, Shankaracharya says, the fact he accepts, but what he doesn't accept, does not accept the definition of Pratyavaya Doshaha. In understanding what is Pratyavayaha, there is difference. Understanding of what Pratyavaya Papam is, there is difference. Okay? What is the understanding of Pratyavaya Papam of this Purvimamsaka? Purvimamsaka's definition of Pratyavaya Papam is different. His understanding of Pratyavaya Papam is different. And Advaitinaha, understanding of Pratyavaya Papam is different. They differ in their understanding. They differ in their definitions of Pratyavaya Papam. Non-performance of obligatory duty does result in attaining Pratyavaya Papam. In accepting that sentence, Chakrabhupa does not disagree. He accepts. But it is not for sannyasi because it is not his duty. One thing. Second reason, he says, he points out the error in his definition of Pratyavaya Papam. He says, Pratyavaya Papam is Utpadyam Papam. The producible result, it's a product of non-performance of the Nitya Karma. See, non-performance of Nitya Karma is equal to non-existence of Nitya Karma. Absence of Nitya Karma. Understand? A karma which is a cause. There's no cause which can produce the result. Understand? Non-performance is equal to non-existence, absence, which is the cause for the effect Pratyavaya Papam. Pratyavaya Papam is karyam, effect. And non-performance is the karanam. Isn't it? That's what he says. But Shankaracharya says, it is karanam karyam, but non-performance is non-existence, absence. An existent effect cannot originate from a non-existent cause. Is it clear now? An existent result cannot originate from the non-existent cause. Therefore, what? It is not a product of action. Pratyavaya Papam is not a product produced by non-performance of Nitya Karma. Got it? Very hot. Everywhere. It's a boring lesson. You have to understand. So according to Purvimamsaka, Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi, the definition of Pratyavaya Papam is what? Nitya Akaranam Karanam for Karyam, the Pratyavaya is Karyam. According to him, the non-existent action produces the existent Pratyavaya Papam. Non-existent action, Nitya Karma, produces existent result. So pratyavaya papam is a product of non-existent action. This is his definition of pratyavaya papam. So Shankaracharya says, an Advaiti differs in presenting his definition of pratyavaya papam. What's the difference? Pratyavayam is a papam. Pratyavaya papam is not a product of, not produced by the unperformed nitya karma. Because how can a non-existent cause cannot produce existent effect? And he presents a quotation also. Asataha sat na jayeta. Asataha sat na jayeta. See, in refuting asatkarya vadis, this quotation is presented. From a non-existent cause, an existent effect cannot originate. If anybody says a non-existent thing, an existent effect originates, it's against the reasoning. See, it contradicts all pramanams. Sarva pramana virodha. It contradicts Shruti pramanam. Shruti doesn't accept it. Our own pratyaksha pramanam, our own anubhava, our own experience doesn't accept it. Yukti reasoning doesn't accept it. So yukti pramana, it contradicts the yukti pramanam reasoning. It contradicts the pratyaksha pramanam, anubhava pramanam. It contradicts the shruti pramanam, saying that existent results originates from or produced by non-existent cause contradicts all pramanams. Therefore, it is incorrect to say that. Okay? And what is the definition of Advaiti? Advaiti says, if a Grihastha does not perform his nitya karma, he will end up doing something unwanted. If you do not do what should be done by you, you will end up doing what should not be done. When you do what should not be done, thereby you accumulate papam. So pratyavaya papam is a papam attained as a result of doing which should not be done, by omitting what should be done. It had a bad production produced. One reason. Another reason he gives. If a person performs regularly one's own nitya karma, one has to be very focused in one's nitya karma. Doing one's nitya karma with the shraddha, with the focused attention, enables a person neutralize his already accumulated, already existent, previously earned papa karma. So nitya karma neutralizes the previously earned, already existent papa karma. So nitya performance of non-performance of nitya karma will not help a person neutralize the already earned, previously earned, already existent papa karma. So non-neutralization of, non-deduction of already existent, previously earned papa karma is pratyavaya papam. Got it? It's not a new production. It's not a new production of pratyavaya. Pratyavaya papam is not a newly produced papam. It is retaining, non-neutralizing the already existent previously earned papa karma. This is the definition of an Advaiti. Is it clear? This is how there is difference in the definition of Pratyavaya Papa. So, Purva Mimamsaka's definition of Pratyavaya Papam is different, and definition of Pratyavaya Papam of Advaiti is different. Advaitin's definition of Pratyavaya Papam does not contradict any Pramanam. Whereas, Purva Mimamsaka's definition of Pratyavaya Papam contradicts all Pramanams. Suppose if we accept what Purapakshi says, then Veda Shastram, suppose imagine, Veda Shastram states, Veda Shastram will lose its status of being the Pramana. If what he says is the definition of the Pratyavaya Papam, if Purva Mimamsaka definition of Pratyavaya Papam is accepted, then what will happen? That is looked upon as the Vedic statement, Vedic definition, then Veda will lose its status of being the Pramanam. Understand? So in this context, I'm going to help you understand the definition of Pramanam itself first. Let us see the sentence now. So katham asataha sajjayeta, how can an existent result originate from the non-existent action? Asataha sajjana asambhavashutehe. There is a Vedic statement which denies the possibility of existent result originating from the non-existent cause. Okay. Now he says, yadi vihita akaranat. Please make a note. Vihita akaranat. Vihitam karma means what? Vihita akaranat. As a result of non-performance of the prescribed obligatory duty. Vihita karma means prescribed duty. Vihitasya akaranat. Vihita akaranat. As a result of non-performance of the prescribed obligatory duty, vihita akaranat, asambhavyam api pratyavayam. Even though pratyavaya papam cannot be there for a sannyasi, pratyavayam is, papam is not possible for a sannyasi, still vedaha bruyat. If Veda says, Vedaha Bruyat means what? If Veda states, Veda Bruyat means Braviti. If we simply think that Veda states that non-performance of Pratyavaya Papam, the non-performance of Nitya Karma will produce Pratyavaya Papam. If Veda says, non-performance of Nitya Karma will produce Pratyavaya Papam, then what will be the consequence? See, holding on to the wrong definition, incorrect, inappropriate definition of Pratyavaya Papam will result in what? Even Veda losing its status of being the Pramanam. यदि विहित अकरणात् असंभाव्यमपि प्रत्यवायं ब्रूयात् वेदः तदा अनर्थकरः वेदः. देन वेदा विल बिकम व्हाट? मीनिंगलेस, नॉन बेनिफिशियल. वेदा बिकम्स नॉन बेनिफिशियल, नॉन यूजफुल, मीनिंगलेस. Therefore what? Apramanam iti uttam syat. Then Veda would be stated as an apramanam. Veda would lose its status of being the pramanam. Veda would not be recognized as the valid means of pramanam. If we lose Veda, what else is there to guide us? One reason. Second reason. Vihitasya karana akaranayoho dukkha matra palatvat. It's another sentence. All important sentences. So according to Purvimamsaka, vihit performance of prescribed obligatory duties does not produce any benefit. So there's a mere physical strain, mere physical struggle and strain. One has to make all possible efforts. Performing an action, performing a nitya karma means it involves strain. It involves money, it involves energy, it involves time. So having spent one's money, energy and time, there's no benefit means. Isn't it? According to him, performance of nitya karma does not produce any benefit. Non-performance of nitya karma will produce pratyavaya papam. So karana akaranam. Karanam also is of no use. Akaranam also is of no use. If it's no, it is no use, it's okay. It lost income papam. Therefore, what? Because it's two reasons. Because of his, if he holds on to his view, and if people also accept this is what Veda says, then Veda will lose its status of being the pramanam. Okay. How Veda will lose its status of being the pramanam? How will Veda will not be considered as a valid means of knowledge? For which, better we understand the definition of pramanam. Okay, we'll stop. Let me tell you what is a pramanam. This definition of pramanam also is given by Purvimamsaka himself. And which we also accept. Okay. All Purvimamsakas are of this definition, which is acceptable for us also to some extent. What is pramanam? Jnana janakam pramanam, pramakaranam pramanam. Pramajanakam, prama means jnanam. Pramajanakam pramanam. That which generates knowledge. Pramam janayati. Pramam janayati iti pramajanakam. Pramam janayati means jnanam janayati iti jnana janakam. It generates, it creates knowledge. Creates means what? It contributes for the rising of jnanam. Again, I get very careful. Does it create knowledge? It contributes for the rising of jnanam. It generates jnanam. Pramajanakam, jnanajanakam, pramanam. A means of knowledge is that which generates knowledge, which serves as a means of knowledge. And how the knowledge should be, look at this. That knowledge must be, the definition, anadhigatam jnanam. Let me tell the definition first. Anadhigata abadhita arthavat jnanajanakam pramanam. Please, all of you, make it, write and keep it. Anadhigata abadhita arthavat jnanajanakam pramanam. This you will not find in the Bhashyam. This definition of pramanam is not given in the Bhashyam. But to understand Bhashyam, we need to know what is a pramanam. I did teach this many, many years ago. When I introduced Upanishad, there's a pramanam. You might have forgotten. If you remember, that's well and good. If you don't remember, also, no problem. We'll remind you now. Anadhigata abadhita arthavat pramajanakam. Jnana janakam pramanam. So, a means of knowledge, a valid means of knowledge is that which generates knowledge. The knowledge which cannot be attained through any other pramanam. Anadhigatam. Adhigatam means what? Understood. Anadhigatam, ununderstood. The knowledge which is not attained through any other pramanam is what? Anadhigatam. A pramana must reveal what cannot be known through any other pramana, what cannot be understood through any other pramana. Okay? You can see, I is a pramana because light cannot be revealed by any other pramana. Ear is the pramana because sound cannot be revealed by any other pramana. Understand? Anadhigatam. The knowledge of something which cannot be known, understood through any pramanam. Okay, so anadhigatam jnanam janakam. Anadhigata jnana janakam. Okay, first condition. Of course, we understand here. Non-performance of pratyavaya nitya karma will result in attaining pratyavaya papam. This is not understood through any other pramanam, only through Veda. This is perfect. But abadhitam jnana janakam, abadhita jnana janakam. Badhita means affected. Affected means what? Contradicted, negated. So what is revealed by a given pramanam should not be contradicted, negated by another pramanam. A pramanam can be considered as a pramanam only if what is revealed by the pramanam is not contradicted, or the knowledge which are contradicted or negated by another pramanam. Understand? Now, suppose the Veda says non-existent action, unperformed nitya karma produces existent result, pratyavaya papam. What will happen? It contradicts. Veda will be contradicting all other pramanams. It will contradict the inference, it will contradict the reasoning, it will contradict our experience, pratyaksha pramanam. Got it now? So, if Purvapakshi's, Purvamimamsaka's definition of pratyavaya papa is accepted, இட் வில் கான்ட்ரடிக்ட் ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் வாட் அபாதித்த ஞான ஜனகம் வேதா கேனாட் பி அபாதித்த ஞான ஜனகம் வேதா வில் பி ரிவீலிங் சம்திங் விச் இஸ் கான்ட்ரடிக்டட் பை அதர் பிரமாணம்ஸ் தேர்ஃபோர் வேதா வில் லூஸ் இட்ஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி வேலிட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் ரீசன் ஒன் செகண்ட் திங் அர்த்தவத்து அர்த்தவத்து ஞான ஜனகம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் அ பிரமாணம் இஸ் அ பிரமாணம் ஒன்லி தி நாலேஜ் அட்டைன் த்ரூ பிரமாணம் இஸ் பர்பஸ்ஃபுல் யூஸ்ஃபுல் பெனிஃபிஷியல் மீனிங்ஃபுல் this is the definition of pramanam given by Purva Mamsaka himself. He contradicts his own definition. So what is his view of nitya karma? What is the understanding of nitya karma of Purva Mamsaka? According to Purva Mimamsaka, Nitya Karma Karanam, performance of Nitya Karma does not give any benefit. There is no benefit of performing Nitya Karma. So, without benefit, one has to perform Nitya Karma. But for which, for not enjoying any benefit, one has to spare one's time, energy and money. Okay. What is definition of Nitya Karma? Again, Pratyavaya Papam. Non-performance of Nitya Karma will produce Pratyavaya Papam. So in performing, there is no benefit. In non-performing also, there is no benefit. There is only accumulation of papam. Therefore, if you accept his view of the... If his definition of pratyavaya karma, pratyavaya papam, if you accept his view or understanding of nitya karma, paramansa of nitya karma, then no benefit. Anarthavat bhavati veda. Arthavatna arthavate. Veda becomes the pramanam for knowledge which is non-beneficial. Anarthavate. Then Veda cannot have the... Veda will lose its status of being the valid means of knowledge. Is it clear now? This is very, very important thing. So, what he says, Nityanam Karmanam Abhavadeva. From the Nitya Karmas which are non-existent, from the non-existent, from the absent Nitya Karmas, பாவரூபஸ்ய பிரத்யவாயஸ்ய உற்பத்தி ப்ரொடக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரத்யவாய பாபம் ப்ரொடக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரத்யவாய பாபம் கல்பயித்தும் ந சக்யா இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் டு இமேஜின் வை ஸ்ருதி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் இட் கான்ட்ரடிக்ட்ஸ் ஸ்ருதி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் கதம் அசத்தா சஜ்ஜாயத The statement of Chandogya Upanishad. So his definition contradicts the Shruti statement. Again, Yadi vihita akaranat asambhavyam avi pratyavayam vedaha bruyat. If Veda would state the pratyavaya papa as a product of though not possible, product of non-performance of Vihita Karma, then வேதா அனர்த்தகரஹா. வேதா பிகம்ஸ் மீனிங்லெஸ், அப்பிரமாணம் இத்யுக்தம் ஸ்யாத். வேதா வில் பி கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி நான் பிரமாணம், அப்பிரமாணம். வேதா வுட் லூஸ் இட் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி வேலிட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். Because two reasons, the two defects will be there. Veda would become the means of knowledge, which is contradicted by other pramanams, which is also meaningless, non-beneficial knowledge. So vihitasya karana akaranayoho dukkha matra palatvat. According to Purva Mimamsaka, விஹிதஸ்ய பலம் கிம் துக்க மாத்திரம். மியர் ஸ்ட்ரெயின் பெயின். சோ விகித கர்மா ஹேஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் தி ரிசல்ட், ஹேவிங் தி மியர் பெயின் அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரெயின் ஆஸ் தி ரிசல்ட். பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் விஹித கர்மா ஹேஸ் ப்ரொடியூசஸ் வாட் தி பெனிஃபிட், வாட்ஸ் தி பெனிஃபிட்? துக்க மாத்திர பலத்தம். விஹிதஸ்ய கரண அகரணயோகோ துக்க மாத்திர பலத்வாத் மீன்ஸ் விஹித கர்மா ஆல்சோ ஹாஸ் மியர் பெயின் அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரெயின் ஆஸ் ரிசல்ட். த நான் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் அகரணயோகோ அகரணஸ்ய கரணஸ்ய அகரணஸ்ய கரண அகரணயோகோ த நான் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் விஹித கர்மா ஆல்சோ பிரத்யவாய பாபம், தேர்ஃபோர் துக்க மாத்திர பலம். மியர் பெயின் அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ரெயின் வுட் பி த ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் பர்ஃபார்மிங் நான் பர்ஃபார்மிங் தி விஹித கர்மா. தேர்ஃபோர் இஃப் வேதா பிரிஸ்கிரைப் சச் எ கர்மா, தென் வேதா பிகம்ஸ் வாட்? வேதா பிகம்ஸ் த மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் சம்திங் விச் இஸ் நான் பெனிஃபிஷியல். தேர்ஃபோர் ததாச்ச, ஓகே, பட் நோ, வேதா அப்பிரமாணம் இது உக்தம் சாத். வேதா வுட் பி கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி அ நான் பிரமாணம், வெரி டேஞ்சரஸ் திங், வெரி டேஞ்சரஸ். ததாச்ச வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? எனி பிரமாணம் இஸ் எ ஜ்ஞாபகம் காரகம் சாஸ்திரம் ந ஜ்ஞாபகம். சாஸ்திரம் ஞாபகம் பிரமாணம் ஆர் காரகம்? ப்ளீஸ் லிசன் டு பி கேர்ஃபுல்லி. சாஸ்திரம் ஞாபகம் ந காரகம். வாட் இஸ் தி மீனிங்? வாட் இஸ் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் யுவர் சென்டென்ஸ்? சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் தி பிரமாணம், மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அலட்ச். ஆஸ் எ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அலட்ச், இட் மஸ்ட் பி தி ரிவீலர் ஆஃப் சம்திங். ஞாபயதி இதி ஞாபகம், that which brings to light something, that which reveals is jnapakam. Jnapayati brings to light, reveals, revealer is jnapakam. Karakam means what? No, that which makes a person performer. So shastram as a pramanam must be the revealer of knowledge, something. It cannot be the, it cannot make the person a performer. Na karakam is jnapakam. But now what is, if you accept Purupakshi's, Purvimsaka's, the definition of this Pratyavaya Papam, then this jnapakam shastram will be mistaken to be karakam shastram. It shakes the very definition of pramanam. I'll explain this again next class, this particular one. Shastram jnapakam na karakam. But if you follow his, accept his definition, shastram karakam shastram na jnapakam iti, this meaning அனுபன்னார்த்தம் கல்பித்தம் சாத். அனுபபன்னார்த்தம் அன்அக்செப்டபிள் மீனிங் வுட் பி ஆட்ரிபியூட்டட் டு தி வேத பிரமாணம். அனுபப்பன்னா அர்த்தகா விச் இஸ் அன்அக்செப்டபிள் மீனிங். சாஸ்திரம் ஆஸ் அ பிரமாணம் இஸ் ஞாபகம் ரிவீலர் ஆஃப் சம்திங் அன்னோன், இட் இஸ் நாட் தி காரகம். தேர்ஃபோர் அனுபப்பன்ன அர்த்தம் அனுபப்பன்னார்த்தம் கல்பிதம் சியாத். Therefore, what? Yetad nacha etad ishtam nachaitad ishtam. Therefore, Purva Pakshis, Purva Mimamsakas, Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadis, definition of Pratyavaya Papam is not at all acceptable. And his view of the non-performance of Nitya Karma produce Pratyavaya Papam for sannyasi is not acceptable. Therefore, it's not acceptable. Not desirable, not acceptable. Tasmat, therefore, his view is wrong view. Sannyasinam na karmani. Shankara Upada waits to say this sentence. Sannyasinam na karmani. For sannyasis, there are no rituals. No rituals are required for a sannyasi. Ataha jnana karmanoho samuchaya anupapattihi. A small stop, I had to stop and tell you, because Pooja Swami just replied this answer. He used to remind us. Sannyasinam na karmani. Then why does Sringeri Acharya, Kanchi Acharya, they are all doing pujas for hours together. Why do they perform? Why does Sringeri Acharya perform karma? Why does Kanchi Acharya perform karma? They perform pujas. We go and sit in the pujas for hours. Please understand, they perform rituals not as a means of attainment of moksha. They perform rituals to make the people who have to perform rituals perform. If they do not set a wrong example. Yadyad acharati sreshtaha tattadeva itaro janaha. Oh, they don't perform any rituals, so why should they do perform rituals? See, the only job, we all bow to the acharyas because the life is the life of tapas. All the time, they pray, worship, then study shastram, shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam, this, all the time contemplative. It is not an easy joke. Not an easy joke at all. That is why we go and namaskaram for them. The young boy, until a few months ago, he was a young boy, 20-year-old young boy. People wouldn't have namaskaram for him. Yes, one of the Veda Parshala students. But he's sitting in a position now as a Pacha Pita Adhipati. People ask his question, why should we go and do namaskaram to him? What big? He's just a young boy. Hardly he's been made a big person. No. He know what his job is? To be seated on that position, you know, to have a position as a Pita Adhipati, especially Shankaracharya Shankara Pitam. Mind must be 24 hours apart from the time of sleeping. All the time, mind must be in the Shastram. Does he place it there or not? Don't need to go and test it. That is why they live such a secluded life. All the time that this tapas begins. Already tapas must have been there to have at the position. And that preparedness must be there to be contemplative, to be involved in mananam, to be involved in shravanam, to be discussing shastram, and to do puja with the focus in the morning and evening, praying for the welfare of the society. That is why we bow to acharyas. So, to set example, to be role models, to make other people understand the importance of karma, especially the worship, prayer, etc. To be role models, they perform pujas. This is what Pooja Swamiji told me when I left for India, like UK. Don't stop with only giving, lectures on Advaita Vedanta. You must not give up. And he told me specifically, you must perform Hindu family gatherings, especially in the Western countries, and where you must do small pujas, simply come together, understand the importance of pujas. I want to remind you this, in between my, I remember very vividly what Swamiji told me just before I left. I did namaskaram for him to leave for UK, and he told me this, he gave me my passport in my hand, he told me this. So it reminds me of that. So, but what is actually what? Sanyasinam na karmani tasmat. Because of the reason, there is no karmas at all for a sannyasi. So, jnana kamuchya vadaha is not acceptable. Ataha jnana karmanoho samuchya anupapat. We have read the last sentence. Ataha, therefore, jnana karma samuchaya anupapattihi. Upapattihi means possibility. Anupapattihi, impossibility. Ataha, therefore, there is impossibility of combining jnanam with karma. The synthesis of knowledge and karma is impossible. As a means of attainment of moksha. Again, jayasi chet karmanaha te mata buddhihi iti arjunasya prashna anupapattehe cha. Okay. If synthesis of jnanam and karma is possible, then even Arjuna's question would not have been possible. Arjuna's question, what was the question? If jnanam is considered to be superior to karma, then why do you involve me in karma? That the question itself is not possible if combination is possible. So Bhagavan did not say that. If Bhagavan intended that jnanam and karma can be combined, then Bhagavan would have explicitly mentioned it. Arjuna also would not have asked the question. It's not possible at all, very possibility of Arjuna asking the question, that jnanam is superior to karma. In Bhagavan's understanding, then instead of asking him to pursue jnanam, why should he be asked to param karma? That question itself is a proof for what? That knowledge cannot be combined with karma. Mere knowledge is the means of attainment of mokshaha. Yadihi bhagavata dvitiye adhyaye jnanam cha karma cha samuchitya. Jnanam karma cha samuchitya. Toya anushteyam iti uktam syat. Tataha adrasya prashnaha anupapannaha. Okay, this is the last and I'm going to stop now. If in the second chapter, Vitiya Adhyaye, Yadi, if it was said by Bhagavan that knowledge should be combined with karma, Jnanam Karmacha Samuchitya Bhagavata Uktam Syat. If it was said, mentioned by Bhagavan, கம்பைனிங் ஞானம் அண்ட் மோக்ஷா, தட் கம்பைனிங் ஞானம் அண்ட் கர்மா ஆஸ் அ மெஹோட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா, தென் அர்ஜுனா வுட் நாட் ஹவ் ஆஸ்க் திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் அட் ஆல். இட் வுட் ஹவ் பீன் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் அர்ஜுனா டு ஆஸ்க் த க்வெஸ்சன். பகவான் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி செட் கம் ஆன் கம்பைன் ஞானம் அண்ட் மோக்ஷா, ஞானம் அண்ட் கர்மா. யூ வுட் நாட் ஆஸ்க். பகவான் மேட் வெரி கிளியர். பண்டிதாக நான் அனுசோச்சந்தி. So Bhagavan's teaching was very clear for Arjuna. Bhagavan did not mention, Bhagavan did not present the teaching combining jnanam with karma as a means of attainment of moksha. If Bhagavan present his teaching in such a way, combining jnanam and moksha as a means of attainment of, sir, combining jnanam and karma as a means of attainment of moksha, then it wouldn't have been possible for Arjuna to ask the question. Therefore, what? Purva Pakshis, Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadis, Kuru Mimamsaka's idea, the view, the contention of combining Jnanam with the Karma as a means of attainment of Moksha is impossible, inappropriate.
Swamiji, one question.
Yeah.
In the Shastram, Karakam and Nyapakam Shastram,
yeah,
does Shankaracharya mean Vedanta as Nyapakam Shastram or is it Karmakanda as well? Because in Karmakanda, Shastram says you have to do your rituals.
No, that is true. Very, very good question. Let me tell you. The whole Veda Shastram is a pramanam. The whole is a pramanam. Pramanam means the main, what is the main purpose of the shastram? Vedaha pramana grantaha. Once you say pramana grantaha, Veda serves as a means of attainment of jnanam only. So attaining moksha is the ultimate goal. And attaining moksha, what one needs is jnanam. And Veda Shastram is a pramana grantaha. Veda also prescribes karma to enable a person to prepare his mind to attain jnanam. So the main focus is Veda's intention. Intention is not making a person do actions. Even though karma kanda, the most voluminous portion of karma kanda prescribes karma, in fact encourages person to do karma, shows attractive results of actions like advertising companies. So in fact Veda inspires, enthuses, encourages, emphasizes to do karma. But still, Veda does not expect a person to be a mere performer. A performer should convert himself into a knower later on. Knower of the truth. It is like, that's why Veda is also said, Shrutihi, Vedaha Pita, Shrutihi Mata. Why? Every mom, any mom buys toys from Toys World. The child, not for the child to be playing with it whole life. Okay? Throw away and get up, come on. You should grow out of this here for toys. So Veda is as a pramanam jnapakam shastram. Pramanam is a jnapakam only. Main aim is jnapakam, not karakam. Veda is not an activator of karma, though it prescribes karma. Veda is revealer of the truth. Okay, the whole Veda is one pramana grantha. Shastram is a whole shastram is pramana grantha. Even though it prescribes to, it has considered two different shastrams. One Veda can have two different shastrams, karma shastram, moksha shastram, and two different anubandha chatushtam also we have. are two different adhikaris, two different phalams, prayojanam, two different subject matter. So vishayaha binnaha, two subject matter is different of the two shastras. Adhikaris are different. Prayojanam is different. Sambandha is different also. But still, even though two different shastras are prescribed, are there, Veda, two shastras together serve as one pramana grantaha. Because ultimate aim of the Veda is to enable a person to discover the truth. Thereby discover freedom. Moksha prapakam jnana jnana danena jnapake jnapaka jnapakatvena moksha prada. Moksha is the main aim. Moksha is the goal. Moksha is a pramana. We don't say half is jnapakam, half is karakam. No, we don't say that. Even though karakam is there, ultimate aim is what? Jnapakam only. When you say the whole, we don't say half is pramanam, half is not pramanam. Vedanta is pramanam, Veda is not apramanam. We don't say that. The whole thing is seen as a pramanam. That is why Ardha jarinena nyayas there. You cannot say one side of the body has become old, other the body remains young. Can you say that? Oh, the persons Ardha jarit nyayam has said. Okay? It is like saying one half of the body of the person has become old, and half the person's body has been still remains young. No. It is not possible to say that. In the same way, we cannot say half of the Veda is karakam, half the Veda is jnapakam. No. Even though most voluminous portion of the Veda prescribes only karma, jnapaka pramana grantaha, upanishadaha, all jnanakanda is a very tiny portion of Veda, still shiroratnam. Veda is, at the crest jewel of Veda is Upanishad. Veda's aim is to help a person arrive at the truth. That is when the whole Vedic should culminate in the attainment of Jnana only. So, Pramanam, Veda is a Pramanam, therefore it is, it should be Jnapakam, it should not be mistaken to be Karakam. Guru Mamasaka makes it only karakam. He doesn't say it's a jnana, jnapakam, isn't it? So it's anupapanna. It is not possible to accept it. It is anishtam. Because it doesn't contradict with the very purpose of Veda being the pramana. Therefore, it is not possible to combine. And having all said all that, finally, Shankaracharya says, why should you go to that extent? Arjuna's question itself is not possible if combination was prescribed by Bhagavan in the second chapter. Synthesis, if was prescribed by Bhagavan, but Arjuna asked the question. He did not have asked the question at all. He would have happily gone combining both. He wouldn't have mumbled, now, why do you want Krishna? Why do you want me to do it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.